Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus's ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hi, this is Joy from Sanction Love. I wanted to get on here and do a quick lead-in to the podcast that you're about to hear. I was on Linda Vickers, Inspired by Her Story podcast recently, and we were doing Advent, and I am speaking on joy, because in December there's Advent for the whole month of December, and my week was joy. So enjoy the podcast, and Merry Christmas.
Hey everyone, so glad you could join us today. My name is Linda and I have my friend Joy Farrell with me. And she's going to share about joy. That is your name.
Yes. So
I just thought you would know something about this.
Oh, maybe.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're willing to share.
Yes. When you asked me, because you're doing a series on Advent.
Yes.
And on the Advent calendar, the third week of Advent is the week of joy.
It is.
So, and what that means, and during Advent, the week of joy, they light a candle on the Advent wreath to signify the joy of the Lord. And he's everything that encompasses joy.
Yes.
Everything. And so so Jesus is the joy and reason for the season. So as we're coming into the Christmas season and the season that we celebrate his birth, he's the joy and the reason for the season. And I want to read this scripture. It was announced at his birth. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people." And that's in Luke 2:10. And that was the Amplified version. So
that's joy, joy to the world.
Joy to the world. That's it. We sing that every Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And it's a proclamation and it's an announcement of who Jesus is. He is full of joy, joy, unspeakable joy, that we can't even comprehend the joy that he is. And so when God talks about joy in his word, it's different from happiness. Happiness is completely different than joy. Happiness depends on your circumstances, but joy depends on Jesus and your relationship with him, that even in a season of despair, we can hold on to him, we can hold on to his word and what his word says to us. And that gives us this place of peace and joy, even through something that is so hard. But we can always proclaim his faithfulness, and he is trustworthy to take us from season to season with the fullness of joy. Because joy is not dependent on our circumstances. And it's also a fruit of the Spirit. You know, the Lord gives us, right, Linda? He gives us the gifts of the Spirit, but he also wants us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. And we can only do that by the power of the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the fruits mentioned in the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And in the Greek, it means to be exceedingly full of joy. And calm delight. So that's calm delight. That means that no matter what the circumstance is, it's just like Jesus in the boat. And, you know, the disciples are going, what's going on here? And he calms the storm. We know that he can still calm any of our storms. And so we have peace and joy in that.
Yeah, I was going to say calm delight sounds like peace.
Yes.
Yes. So when you're saying the peace and the joy and the love that's all and our hope that's all put before us, those are all the Advent week focuses.
That's right. It is. It's everything in the Advent.
Yes.
Whoa, that just gave me Holy Spirit. Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he fills in the whole month with who he is.
Yes.
In the
that
Advent.
That is right? Who he is. So
yeah.
So when it's the joy unspeakable, and it's the peace and the hope, and it's all of it together.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's just, whoa. And then in the Hebrew, joy means triumph. It's that it overcomes the enemy. When we are in the joy of the Lord, who is our strength, that overcomes the enemy. It's a force. Joy is a force because it is Jesus in us.
So that's praise too.
Yes.
Which is our warfare.
Yes. Yes. Part of praise, Thanksgiving, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it also means a peacock, which to me, I'm going, Lord, joy is a peacock. And it's this beautiful colors of the Lord in joy. Joy is this beautiful covering of his pinions over us. But they're colorful, you know, because he's just so many faceted. Like you said, hope, love, peace, and joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also a proclamation. Joy is a proclamation to other people. It's such a...
that would be the peacock, right?
Yes, it would be the peacock. Beautiful. But it's a proclamation because, and it's a witness and a testimony, because when they see you in peace and hope and love and joy in a season that is utter chaos or traumatic or despairing, but you're standing in Jesus and his joy, it is a proclamation to the enemy, and it speaks loudly to people because they're going to want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the Lord was showing me that it's always a two-way relationship. And so not only, you know, does he fill us with joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, but he enjoys us. We're created to have communion with him. We're created to have communion with him. And it says in Zephaniah 3:17 that he rejoices and delights over us, and he sings over us.
Well, I'm thinking of like how we are as mothers.
Yes.
And we just, we have so much joy in just staring at our kids.
Yeah.
Like when they were, especially when they were like little. And,
yes.
And it just, we could spend hours just watching them.
Yes.
Do whatever, just you know, if they were building or baking or whatever they're doing, they're just building something with Lego. We would watch them for hours just in fascination and enjoy and delight in them. And yes, that's how he sees us.
That's how he just, I mean, talk about, you know, I'm sure that in heaven he has, you know, sits with the angels and the Godhead is bragging on us.
That's kind of hard to imagine sometimes.
You know, showing pictures and look at what they did. And you know how we do with our children, yeah, and our grandchildren. We're just so proud, you know? Yeah. So, and that's the joy that God has for us.
Yeah. Even before we were born.
Yes.
Just even while he was creating us.
Creating us, like, oh.
Look at her. Look at how I made her little nose.
Look at her nose, look at her eyes, you know. Look at her five feet, you know, just he just loved everything that he was doing in creating us for, and it's for him, so he could be a father, so he could be a savior, and so he could be a comforter to us.
Yeah.
And he's our mighty warrior. And he, even in being a warrior for us, he has great joy because he knows the cost. And so he has joy in that. And in a book that I have a lot of, like, joy books, you know, because of my
That's
name.
Your name.
Give me joy. But one, it had J-O-Y. And it's Jesus occupying you. J, Jesus occupying O, U, Y. You know, so, and let me, where was that? But you can look up Psalm 119:74 and it talks about how he's in us. And so joy, and Corrie Ten Boom said, joy runs deeper than despair. So, like, to what we were talking about, even in the most difficult situations, because he's in us and because we can trust him and his faithfulness and his love for us and his peace, it gives us hope, and we can stand in the midst of despair because joy overrides it.
And joy doesn't look like laughter. It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't look like,
no,
just a big party.
No.
It's just
when you give praise, I know, you know, no matter, just like Job, no matter what you do to me, I'm going to praise you.
Yeah, it's finding peace in praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finding presence in praise.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yes. And
finding finding the joy in the presence, in the praise.
Yes. Finding the joy in the presence.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Mm-hmm. And, I think we froze for a little bit. I don't know if it was on my side or your side, but
it'll show up okay.
If it doesn't,
no, it's okay.
Okay. So with all that, the scripture came to me about, and there's a fullness in the revelation of it, and it is the joy that was set before him. So when he came as this baby in a manger, as Lamb of God, in between him coming as a lamb, in between that and his coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the line of tribe of Judah, was the cross. Mm-hmm. And so when he was going to the cross, we were the joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross and despised the shame. He despised from the Garden of Eden what the enemy did and caused shame, where they hid behind fig leaves. And he despised that. He despised what the enemy did in our life. And he said, I'm coming back. And I'm going to be their savior. And I'm going to restore to them the joy of their salvation, because I am their salvation. So we were the joy that was set before him that he endured. He knew once he did this, that we would be the inheritance from the Father, all of us that come to know him as Lord and Savior.
Yeah, so he saw us. He saw us as when it says he saw the joy set before him, he saw us.
He saw us as he was going to the cross, while he was carrying our sins and our illnesses and everything that death causes. While he was enduring that, he saw our faces. He saw us. We are the joy that was set before him.
Yeah. That's pretty remarkable.
When you take that equation, and he did it, and he did it, and there was joy in him even through all the suffering, all of the horrible stuff, and his death. But he knew on the third day, he believed what his Father had said on the third day. Just wait for the third day, because wow, things are going to change. And so all of that caused him to endure what he was going through in joy.
Yeah.
In joy. So, and joy is also connected to wonder, and it is a choice. So what that means is joy keeps us in wonder instead of despair and just there's no hope and there's no peace and where's God's love, you know, the whole Advent message. Joy is connected to the wonder of who he is and the wonder of it all and the wonder that he chose me and saved me. That's a wonder, you know. It is a wonder. So it's a kind of joy grounded in thankfulness from the first advent of Jesus Christ. Could you imagine how they were around the manger, and like how Mary, Joseph, and then the shepherds and stuff, and then they were the first to like
wonders.
It's a wonder.
They were in wonder. They were in joy, but they were in wonder.
Wonder.
Yeah. Has this happened?
Is it really true? This is our Messiah? Yeah. And the one that's been talked about through all the Old Testament, you know? And then it just built on that to the time of his ministry on earth and calling in the disciples. And then now it's come to where we're at. And it's having the thankfulness of our salvation and looking forward to his second coming, because there was a first coming, so there's a second coming. Yeah. And so today our joy is fueled by the Holy Spirit, and then we're called to spread joy, his joy. So how can you do that? Go and donate your time at church and the mission, or donate toys for Christmas for kids, and bake cookies and meals for friends or people that are in need, and share the joy of the Lord with people. So
love the person he puts in front of you. Just love the one person.
Yes, because there's he went to the cross. Yes.
Yeah.
And that brings hope and peace and joy. And so he was our joy when he came as a savior, as a baby in a manger, the Lamb of God. And now we are waiting with joy for the soon return of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our coming King, Jesus.
Soon. Thank you so much, Joy. There's a lot there. There's a lot there of the just the wonder of the birth, the wonder of the cross.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were reminded at Christmas, the whole Christmas season is a wonder. The wonder of the star, the wonder of the shepherds. And even just like the like Mary and Joseph were just young teenagers with unplanned pregnancy.
Yes, a teen pregnancy.
Yeah, and just the wonder of how God chooses us. And he chose them, but he chose us too.
Chose us. We're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
Yes, we're chosen people to release his joy.
Yes.
As a hope for others.
Yes.
To know his love for them and for us.
And to bring them peace.
Yes. Yes.
The whole Advent story of who Jesus is.
Because we need all parts of this Advent.
Yeah.
We need all parts of it. We need his peace.
Yes.
We need his peace. We need his joy.
Yes.
We need his love.
Yes.
We need his love. And we certainly need his hope. Mm-hmm. We need the hope.
Yeah. Especially, you know, in what season we are in. And even though there's gross darkness out there, rise, shine, for his light has come. And the glory of the Lord is upon you. And his joy is with you and in you. And so you can endure everything because of him and his joy.
We can do all things that he puts in front of us with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing.
And, thank you.
May you have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Linda. Thank you for inviting me on. This was a joy.
It was. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love Podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.